Officially the biggest market share commercial radio show on the dial. The Frank Mitchell Phone-In. Monday to Friday, 9 until noon on U105.
So good morning to you. 90-333-105 is our main number. 077-66-105-105. Last night it was Stand Up for the Irishmen.
This is Euro 2016 on the Frank Mitchell Phone-In.
Still going, Murphy. And he's thrashed it through the penalty area. And it might come back into Seamus Coleman. Now it's with Stephen Ward. Might come back for McLean here. Decent cross through the penalty area. Goalkeeper flew at it. He got nowhere near it. Came out like Superman. They've won the ball here and he's been allowed to play on. It's Wes Houlihan. Can he do it for Ireland? No. Heartbreaking. Houlihan. Into the penalty area. Get in it! Get in it! It's Bobby Brady with the goal! Bobby Brady scores for Ireland!
And together was certainly the word. When Robbie Brady ran to his family, it was just so emotional. Amazing. What a goal. And Wes Houlihan, who had missed just a moment earlier with that brilliant, brilliant cross. No wonder Republic of Ireland fans are absolutely cock-a-hoop this morning, including Chris Moss, who has to be one of the Republic of Ireland's super fans. He has his house decked out like a shrine, and Chris admits himself that tears were in his eyes last night when that goal went in. Good morning to Chris Moss. Good morning as well to Stevie Beacom, who's across in France. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Chris.
Plenty for the Belfast Telegraph to write about this morning, Stephen. There's no question or doubt about that, I can tell you. Whether you're writing about Northern Ireland, writing about the Republic, it is amazing the number of top teams. The Dutch didn't even get there. The likes of the Swedes are already out of the competition. Austria out of the competition. Massive, massive teams going by the wayside, and both Irish teams still there. It's an amazing commentary on local football, isn't it?
It's fantastic, Frank, and the Irish are taking over this tournament, my friend, because the Northern Ireland fans have been fantastic, the Republic of Ireland fans have been fantastic. Everyone in France is talking about those two sets of fans. They've been brilliant, and the teams as well. Let's pay credit to Northern Ireland first for getting there into the last 16, and the Republic last night. I really fancied them, Frank, to do a job on Italy, purely because of the magic of Martin O'Neill. He always seems to get big results when he needs them. You'll remember whenever the Republic beat Germany during the qualifying, whenever it looked as if they were going to go out. And then last night, that last-minute goal by Robbie Brady, and you're right to touch on that lovely celebration with his family. What a moment for the Brady clan, the Brady bunch. They will never, ever forget that. And I'm just so delighted for Martin O'Neill because I know how much work he's been putting into the Republic. I know how many motivational talks he's been having with certain players. And I know the fun he's been having with Roy Keane. So now you've got Northern Ireland and the Republic in the last 16. And you know what, Frank? Don't bet against them going further because this is a tournament for both Northern Ireland and the Republic, I can tell you.
I was delighted for Wes Houlihan, who had missed the goal and then provided the cross. He's vital to the success of the Republic, isn't he?
Without question. He's always been a really classy footballer. I don't think maybe he's been given the chances at club level that his talent warrants. But he's been vital for the Republic in this tournament so far. And you're right, when you miss a chance like that, a lot of players, their heads would drop. But Wes got his up and he delivered a fantastic cross. Brady's bravery to go in because he saw the goalkeeper coming as well. You got to give him a lot of credit. But the whole team, actually, Frank, they played really, really well last night and they definitely deserve to beat Italy. There's no question about that. They go into the last 16 on merit.
Now, you say the last 16, and you've already remarked on the possibility that it could be the last 8. Now, the Republic have to beat France, we have to beat Wales. I suppose at the very beginning of the competition, if someone had said, you'll be playing Wales for a place in the last 8, you would have really, first of all, you would have been really surprised, but you would have absolutely accepted that.
Oh, without question. And the Northern Ireland players and the Northern Ireland manager really fancy this match. You know, of course, there would have been the glamour of taking all the host country, France, but the Republic now have that, and they'll look forward to that. But Northern Ireland are going to relish playing Wales. I genuinely believe that Northern Ireland can beat Wales. Wales, for me, perhaps hit their peak whenever they hammered Russia the other day. Gareth Bale, of course, is a world-class footballer. He's scored in every game that he's played so far in this tournament. But if you can negate that threat, I think Northern Ireland are every bit as good as Wales, and they'll have more fight, and they'll have players like Stephen Davis and Gareth McCauley and Johnny Evans, who are just so determined to keep this run going. And Michael O'Neill is a master tactician. So don't rule out Northern Ireland beating Wales. The big factor is Gareth Bale. Stop him and Northern Ireland will win that match.
How do you cancel him out?
Well, you cancel him out by perhaps putting one of your best defenders on him and sticking like glue to him. It'd be really interesting to see if Michael O'Neill told Johnny Evans, Johnny, go and do a man-marking job on Gareth Bale, because I reckon Johnny Evans has had a really good tournament, and I think if anyone can stop Gareth Bale, it would be him. But in essence, one of the things that Michael O'Neill will be thinking about as well is how he's going to score goals against Wales, and he will see the set pieces as a real opportunity to do that. And it won't be like the Germany game, that's for sure. Germany, to me, have been the best side in this tournament that I've seen on the basis of that one match, whenever they just pummeled Northern Ireland time after time. Wales will be a much easier nut to crack. And the atmosphere in the Parc des Princes is going to be incredible. The Green and White Army will come over in their thousands yet again. And I'll tell you this as well, Frank. The French are loving the Northern Ireland people. And the Parisians, who can be a hard-to-please group of people, they have just, the Northern Ireland fans, they're now their second team, essentially. So we'll have lots of neutral support in that ground as well. And I can't wait for that match. The whole weekend's going to be incredible, because you've got Northern Ireland up against the Welsh, and then you've got the Republic against France. As you said at the top of your show, it really doesn't get any better than that.
Totally. And let me remind you of a moment of sporting history from not that long ago featuring the Republic and France.
Richard Dunn last night. Oh, Henry! Oh, it's in the net! It's a goal! McShane has put it into his own goal.
The Irish players are appealing for a handball here. Now, is it control with the hand? I think Paul McShane should have dealt with it, George. I think if he had a bit more conviction about it, he could have actually got it out for a corner. But is there a handball before this ball is played back?
A total confusion in the Irish defence. The protest won't count. The referee's made his decision.
Referee, of course, made the wrong decision because Thierry Henry had handled the ball before it was put into the net. There's a bit of making up for that, Stephen.
Oh, there's history there, Frank. And believe me, Martin O'Neill will be bringing that up in the next few days with his players. Thierry Henry's an infamous handball. You know, he cheated that day, and I know a lot of the Republic fans think that it's payback time here in France. And if anyone can do it, Martin O'Neill can. You know, when you think about Martin O'Neill, you look back at his career as a player and a manager, and I now wonder if this is actually the highlight. Going in to play France in their own tournament in Euro 2016, because about a year ago, maybe 18 months ago, so many people were writing him off down at the Republic, and they thought maybe he wasn't the man for the job, but he has proven himself yet again. And the whole O'Neill Keane double act, it's working. You know, people thought it was going to be a car crash waiting to happen, but they gel off each other, and Keane plays the tough guy role so well, and Martin enjoys being the good cop in that relationship. And listen, Martin O'Neill and Roy Keane have done wonders for the Republic. Don't take anything away from them, and also give so much praise to the players as well. And Northern Ireland Republic, listen, it is possible that they could meet in the final, Frank, because they're on different sides of the draw. So that would be some match now, wouldn't it, in Paris in July?
It's not impossible. That is actually a fact. It's not impossible. Stephen, from the Belfast Telegraph, Stephen Beacom, thank you very much indeed. Stephen, just one thing before you go. The Northern Ireland-Wales game, it's the 5 o'clock game on Saturday, isn't it?
That's right, 5 o'clock. So once Northern Ireland win that one, you can go out and celebrate on Saturday evening. And come on, boys, we can do this. I genuinely believe that Northern Ireland can beat Wales, and wouldn't it be a fantastic result if they did? And it would be the greatest sporting moment in Northern Ireland history, in my opinion, if Northern Ireland were to reach the quarterfinals of this competition.
Get involved with the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Call us on 90 333 105. Text us on 077 66 105 105. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you've missed any of our interviews, go to u105.com/catch-up.